Welcome to a very special episode of the Aggressive Sectional. This week's segments were voted to be the most helpful by you, the fans. Segments focused on self-help, spiritual growth, and maturity. Segments picked like so many petals of a flower of good fortune, or wings off a fly of emotional development. Please, feel free to share this episode of the sectional with loved ones or even strangers who feel like they need a spiritual lift. Our first topic, from couch number 9, is, what are your favorite fast food restaurants?
There's nothing worse than a person that uses someone else's Facebook to do Farmville. But I'm not calling anyone out. They might have problems, emotional, or I don't know, it doesn't get out very often, I don't know. You know who you are.
Yeah, well, you're not referring to me, I hope.
No, I'm talking about my wife, Laura. All right, well, let's get into it. You want to start the first segment?
All right, first up, we're talking about fast food. This would be things like cheetahs or dolphins.
Okay.
And greyhounds.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget about something else.
All right, so... So what are some of your favorite fast food restaurants?
I think right now my favorite's probably Burger King.
Really?
Well, maybe Subway, but I'm not sure if you would count them as fast. Well, I guess you would count them as fast food.
It's fast.
I like sandwiches.
Yeah, well, I like Wendy Burger.
Yeah.
And I love the chili. And fuck you if you don't like it.
I don't like the chili.
Their chili is awesome.
I don't think I've ever had the chili.
People say their chili is gross because they leave it on all day. Well, that's what you're supposed to do with chili.
Yeah, it's slow simmer.
Yeah. That's what makes it good, you know, that and all the dolphin meat they put in it.
Yeah. But McDonald's is still the number one fast food restaurant.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I'll eat there. But, I mean, I don't. I can't even remember the last time I went to McDonald's.
I think we went, like, a year ago, and I actually ate something. And
yeah, I think I got the Chicken McMaggots.
And their fries suck still. I like Burger King better. They actually, I guess it's more real beef in it instead of just
cats. Well, I think that's why I like Wendy Burger the best.
Yeah.
Because it's not even frozen. It's like, I guess it's not. Maybe they changed. They got, what is it, Arby's bought them?
Yeah. I do like Arby's.
Yeah. Wendy's food, it's not quite the same, but I'm not sure if I'm just imagining that.
Yeah.
It still tastes really good. The shakes, they actually have different flavors of shakes now.
Yeah.
But they're really not any good because they're the same as Arby's shakes.
What I like about Arby's is the roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. I like that, but it seems awful expensive for what you get.
Yeah. Well, you got to get, like, the extra large.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just piled on.
Well, you get, like, the extra big McLarge huge, and it's either expensive or too small.
Yeah. It's never big enough.
And then you get the curly frogs.
Yes. They're seasoned, though. But since we were talking about fast food, I found this story about Burger King is revamping their restaurants.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
No.
I
saw the headline.
Yeah. It's going to be more contemporary, edgy, and futuristic.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, they had a picture of it. Some of the restaurants are already like that.
They closed the one in Dallas Town.
And it's, like, red, and it's got, like, touch screens everywhere, it looks like. So it would be edgy and have wireless, too, I guess.
I remember there was this, I think it was, no, I don't remember what it was. I guess it was Baskin-Robbins or something that had this really awesome garbage can back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And when you put the food in it, it was like, thank you. So we just... My cousins and I just stood there for like half an hour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, one of the things here that it says is that the slick interior will include rotating red flame chandeliers, brilliant TV screen menus, and industrial-inspired corrugated metal and brick walls.
That actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to be more manly. That's what they're saying here. So it's more masculine. Because they're going for young men who frequent the chain known as much for the Whoppers and steak burgers. And sometimes that creepy King guy.
Yeah.
But I figured
he was in that Jonas Brothers video. I think he's the backup singer now.
Yeah.
Anyway, some other mediocre places. KFC and Taco Bell.
Taco Hell is not too bad. It's really dirt cheap, and if you just need something, it's not
bad. It tastes about as good as the things you can buy in the freezer case and microwave.
Yeah, and it tastes a little better than that.
Well, I don't know. I like that El Monterey. They're pretty good.
You can't microwave.
You got to put your own cheese on it, and then I put it in the toaster oven and brown it.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Are we going to have to talk about In-N-Out Burger again?
Oh, God. I've never been to In-N-Out. They're not.
Well, Hot and Out, it's the same place.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hot and wet.
They're
of course, pizza. I've eaten, I think, at every pizza place within about a 50-mile radius.
Pizza Hut pizza would be better if you could drain it.
Yeah.
And I don't like Papa John's pizza.
Papa John's, to me, it tastes like Little Caesars, twice as expensive.
Now, Little Caesars, are they even still around here anymore?
Not around here. They're still in business, but the chain, the local franchise, is gone.
Yeah. I remember you could buy like 5 pizzas or something for $30. It was insane.
Yeah, and the pizza wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't good.
No.
But I would say it tasted about the same as Papa John's.
Yeah.
And it came with like this garlic butter sauce that you could dip the crust in.
It was basically like a loaf of bread with some meat and cheese on it.
Yeah, but I thought it was fine for what it was, as cheap as it was.
Yeah. There was Sonic's not bad.
I've never been to Sonic. There's that local burrito, Rob Burritos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there.
And?
Yeah, that's fast food, isn't it?
Sort of, I guess you could say.
Yeah, okay, so it's fast food. It's less than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not like Mama's Pizza, which is like the sucking the nipple of God.
Yeah, but they have good food, though.
Well, that's the point. How about Hardee's? Have you ever eaten there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hardee's is basically Arby's. I think Arby's owns Hardee's.
Yeah, but I thought they were a burger chain, not a roast beef chain.
No, they sell roast beef. And they sell fried... They're almost like Wendy's. They sell a little bit of everything. They do, like, fried chicken.
Yeah, well, at Hardee's, I mean, that's the place you go when there isn't any other burger place in town.
Yeah. Popeye's has good chicken. It's really greasy, fried chicken's supposed to be.
I've never been there. I did eat some of the... what's that fascist Nazi place? Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I've eaten some of their chicken. It was all right. It wasn't greasy, but it wasn't dry.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've seen it in the mall, but I haven't ate there, I don't think.
Well, there's an actual restaurant down in Shrewsbury.
Oh.
And then, let me see. I would list Denny's as fast food.
People are still going to Denny's.
Yeah, why are they still in business?
Because there's people that drink and drive. Yeah,
there's nowhere else open at 3 in the morning.
There really isn't. And you can get breakfast any time of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny. Laura, she has issues. She doesn't like to eat breakfast any other time of the day. It bothers her. So, I'm not sure why, but she doesn't like it at all.
God. Should we darken this podcast with a story of McRibs?
Yes. Yeah. They talked at McDonald's talk about bringing the McRib back. It was stories about it, like the fabled McRib is going to make a comeback.
No, that wasn't what I was talking about.
Well, I know. I know what you're getting to. But
I thought it would be a perfect way to top this off.
If you're eating a McRib, I would suggest not eating 3 of them.
Especially if you don't like them, but you bought them so you feel obligated.
Well, he did like them. He wanted them. He bought my cousin... bought 3 of them, and he probably ate them in a span of 10 minutes. And about 10 minutes later, they were all up again on the dashboard of a...
Yeah, projectile vomiting in a Caprice. Was it an actual police car, or was it
No, it wasn't the Caprice. It was this hatchback one, whatever they were called.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe it is the Caprice.
I thought it was a Caprice, and then when they turned on the defroster, you could always smell a McRib.
Yeah, and they turned it on, and there was McRib still coming out. It was so great, because he was sitting up front, I remember being in the back.
Oh, I didn't know you saw that.
Yeah, Yeah, we were in the car, and we were driving along, and we were going on all these bumpy roads, and all of a sudden, it's like, I don't feel so... So if you're eating a McRib, think of that vomit.
From episode 20, we delve into, who is dumb enough to have an athlete as a role model anyway?
And we want to talk about role models and celebrity endorsements.
Okay, like Wheaties?
Yeah, sort of. The next, these two topics that we're going to talk about sort of tie in with Tiger Woods or Tiger, I want to be Jesus. I'm sorry, no Buddha, because he wants to be on a cross, but he can't be on a cross because he's a Buddhist. But he's in the suffering, but he's not on a cross.
Yeah.
So there's no nails and there's no Romans, but they're suffering. And there's no beating either. But then I guess if you said that he was being beaten, you couldn't do that either because he'd be black and that might go back to slavery. So he's just suffering.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, he's half Asian.
Yes.
You could beat half of them.
So he's Asian. That makes no sense at all.
Well, there you go. All
right.
It fit right in with what you were saying.
Well, what makes me want to talk about this is with the old Tiger Woods thing, and people talk about role models,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, after he had this apology, you hear this stuff about, well, what about the people or the kids that have seen him as role models?
Yeah.
And really, you failed as a parent if you're telling your kid that his role model should be a professional golfer.
Yeah.
I mean, can you do any worse than that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever even had a role model.
No, I don't.
I mean, other than, like, my, you know, family members, like my Uncle Billy.
But I've never, I just couldn't imagine saying, well, this is what this person would do, so I shouldn't do it. And for you to even tell your kid that a professional athlete at all is a role model, I mean, it's all right for them to like him.
Yeah.
But for you to push it on them and say, well, you know, he's a role model, because any professional athlete is out on the road all the time, and you know they're doing things.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like having rock and roll stars as as your role model. I mean, with them, you know what they're doing. I mean, there's, you know, the real question is, was he just drunk or was he doing drugs?
I don't know what the difference is, why people put these guys up on pedestals and think that they're any
different. Partly because they like knocking them down.
Yeah, partly. But I mean, what satisfaction do you get from saying, we have to do this because he's doing this?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, part of being into the Ramones is one of the reasons, you know, they had Most Rights and Marshall Stacks. So I had a Fender Strat and a Fender Bassman.
Yeah.
Intentionally trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Of course, the Ramones inspired me to do that, but even so, I didn't want to be like them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't even understand why he apologized in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only people that were if he's going to apologize, he should have just did that in private, because he was really only apologizing to his corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
And what the fuck do they care?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, some of them dropped. That amazes me when corporations drop somebody because they're doing something immoral. Come on. It's not the pot calling the kettle black. I can't believe we had Exxon are dropping Tiger Woods because it's immoral what he does. But don't worry about anything that we've done in the past. Just let it slide.
Yeah.
And you know what will happen in about a year? All these people will pick him back up again.
Yeah.
Because really,
it's rare for someone to commit complete career aside.
Yeah.
I mean, it does happen, but you almost have to do that intentionally.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a minor celebrity.
It would have been great for him to just come out and say, you know what? I love pussy. Accept it. Smell my fingers. Let's move on. And even other athletes apologizing for steroids. Why are you apologizing?
Yeah.
And if you're getting upset because they're using steroids, you should be apologizing to your family for being such an asshole. I mean, come on. It's sports in general. I mean, you build million-dollar stadiums, and you put all this pressure on these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they should be legal, but
Hell, I understand it.
Yeah, if they're doing it, why not?
Yeah.
And no one cares, because if you can hit the little ball out of the park 50 times a year.
Yeah.
It's like I said before, like with Mike Vick, why should he apologize? I mean,
to the dogs, maybe.
Yeah, maybe to the dogs. But granted, in the end, no one cares, because like I said before, if he's playing in a couple years and he's winning a big game, like I said, he could be going down the sideline kicking dogs, and he can even be barbecuing dogs on the sideline, and the announcers are like, oh, that's just Mike being Mike.
Yeah.
But now if he's losing, he couldn't do that. But if you're winning, it's a different story.
Yeah, well, it depends. Sometimes they go after the big, juicy target.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go after Pete Rose, even though he was guilty of what he did. But the problem is just about everybody in pro baseball was betting on games.
Well, when I was in the gym, and when all this stuff was going on, and on one of the TVs they have ESPN going.
Yeah.
I guess
one of the reasons why I don't go to gyms.
Yeah, but you don't have to listen to it. I mean, if I don't listen to it because I don't use my headphones, but you can watch it and you can see them yapping. And it's like that's the only thing they have to talk about.
Yeah,
and I'm sure half those guys on there are banging somebody else,
mm-hmm.
or at least masturbating underneath the desk while the show's going on.
Yeah,
at least they should masturbate it.
Yeah, rubbing one out while editing.
Yes.
Who was that? That was Tim Kincaid was talking about that porno director.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if I'm not stroking it when I'm editing the film, it's probably not that good.
Yeah, I mean, why not? So, to wrap that up, should we say banging chicks is fine? Who cares if you cheat on your wife? I mean, your wife probably cares.
Yeah. It does kind of affect, you know, your opinion of a person, but at the same time, you know, it's their... I just don't really see why anyone really cares.
Yeah. Does it really... Well, maybe it does. Does it really affect you if someone you know is... he cheated on his wife. I mean, maybe at first, but... I don't know.
Well, you eventually get over it.
Yeah, you'd have to. But even going deeper than that, I mean, just imagine these people that are so obsessed with John and Kate. You know, the money womb? She has all those kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they're from Lancaster. I mean, there's people that get wrapped up in that saying, you know, he shouldn't have done this to her. All right, we get it. She's a cunt and he hates her. Let's move on.
Yeah, the only victims in that story are the kids.
Yeah, they are. I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah,
but, you know, he's an asshole, and she's a cunt. Let's face it.
Yeah.
They
deserved
that.
Each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Our final topic comes from couch number 8. We review the hot new toys for Christmas 2009.
We're going to do something special and start... we're going to do some... children's toys, or toys in general, for Christmas previews. What's hot?
All right. I found 2 websites on this, so...
All right. The first thing that I have is if you're looking for something for your kid, you can buy the Fisher-Price Smart Fit. Basically, it's just the dumbed-down version of the Wii Fit.
Yeah.
I guess it just plugs right into your TV. But all I have to say is you could just go outside and run around.
Yeah, while we're talking about that, for you people that play Guitar Hero and Rock Band, fine. But have you ever thought of buying a real instrument? I mean, if you can play Rock Band with any ability at all, you can play Blitzkrieg Bop.
Yeah.
You're just not listening to stupid enough music.
You know, Rock Band costs like $180 to buy.
I mean, you can buy a guitar and an amp for $100.
Yeah.
And you'll probably throw it away in the corner... either one within 6 months, but if you stick with guitar, it'll be a lot more entertaining over the years.
Or if you buy the Beatles Rock Band, it's like $280.
Oh, yeah, but that comes with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and the head of Ringo Starr. All right, I know everyone's going to be picking this up this year, so you better go storm your Walmarts and burn them down. Elmo Tickle Hands.
Elmo Tickle Hands.
This is probably the worst thing I see. It's going to be a hot toy.
Well, remember when we were saying that about Furby and then it was?
Yeah, well, there's people had problems. But Elmo Tickle Hands, you put on a pair of red gloves.
Yeah.
Now, some people would say this is molestation, but apparently if it has Elmo on it, it's all right. So you put on these red gloves, and there's this Elmo doll. This is really for pedophiles. And you touch it, and it tickles it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But apparently if you do that with somebody that's tied up in your basement, it's illegal.
It's such a double standard.
I know. So if you want to buy that... Oh, it even comes with Elmo's trademark giggle.
All right.
But if you don't want to spend the money for that, I don't have the pricing, I'm sorry. You can always get Tickle Me Racist Elmo. He's coming out. So. It's a little cheaper, and it could be a fun party gag.
I think that was more for adults, wasn't it?
Yes.
All right. Remember that posters are always really big. Are you going to buy me that Twilight poster at Walmart?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, here's the thing. I cried all the way to the checkout.
Okay.
Yeah, because you wouldn't buy me that stupid poster.
I know.
I mean, geez, it's really sad to see a grown man crying.
Well, you're supposed to use your manners.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't ask please. But since we're talking about Twilight, you can buy a Barbie Twilight this holiday season.
All right.
Yeah, and it looks like, apparently it looks like that bitch from the movie Bella.
The movie Bella?
I mean, it looks like that bitch Bella from the movie Twilight. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, English isn't your first language.
No, it's not. But it says here in the description, this is sure to be a super hot toy since New Moon movie is coming out about a month before Christmas. So go grab one. I bet you a lot of Christians won't be buying that because
they're stupid. Let's face it. I mean, Christians, that's 90% of the people in this country, yet they claim to be a persecuted minority.
Yeah, so
I mean, 90% of the people in this country are Christian. I got to repeat that. You're not persecuted minority, okay? You're a super majority.
That no one listens to.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just one group of Christians fighting with another group of Christians. Yeah. They need to just accept that.
Yeah, it's like that song, My God Can Beat Up Your God.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same God, so maybe that God would have to beat himself up.
Yeah.
But that's called masturbation.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year, I know they had a live butterfly garden. That just made me think of the time for my birthday, actually, my parents got me a hornet's nest.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I related that story. I missed a whole week of school.
Did it hurt?
Well, not really. I was unconscious for most of it.
Well, at least your parents loved you enough to get you a hornet's nest.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mom was drunk, I think.
Or smelled high on something.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta have standards.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, another hot toy that's going to be coming out this year. I never even heard my kids talk about this, so I have no idea how hot it can be. Bukkake Brawlers? Oh, no, it's Bagakin Brawlers. Well, Bukkake Brawlers are coming out. And apparently, they're an action figure warrior from Japan that turned into a card game.
Okay.
You know, I would say just go buy the Bukkake Brawlers. There's probably at least several volumes of it by now.
Probably 10.
And if you don't know what Bukkake means, at least look it up and have some fun.
Yeah. All right. I was just amazing how powerful even small handheld devices are now.
Yes.
I mean, like, there's more computer power located in a toddler's wristwatch than the entire nation of Ethiopia.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's why computers were invented.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention POD. Are you going to tell them what that means? You came up with it.
Yeah, porn on demand.
That's sort of anticlimactic.
Yeah, I guess it was. But what you're saying is that the whole country of Egypt is running on a leapfrog pad.
Probably not.
It was made in China.
Yeah, they probably had the cheap Chinese knockoff.
You never know. We gotta get this electrical grid. Hit go on the pad quickly now. But I also have a couple items here because I know that since the recession is in a downturn, or the economy's in a downturn, but it might go on an uptick.
Yeah.
It could go on a downtick. But anyway, since you're looking for toys on a budget, I have some classic toys here. One of the toys I have is a bag of nails and glass. It's always a winner.
Yeah.
And the second toy I have here is Glenn Beck's IQ test. If you score over 40, you fail. But it comes with a mini bottle of rum, so that's something you could probably pick up for about $10. And the next thing is The Guide to Sexing. Learn how to properly take pictures of your junk in a contemporary setting. That's important. That's what all the kids are doing.
Yeah.
According to the media.
Oh, yeah. Well, your kids wouldn't tell you if they were doing that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Maybe it's that's right. Maybe it's sexier if you don't know. You're not supposed to get turned on with that, right? Oh, that lists a whole other bunch of problems. Hey, Dad, help me take a picture of my junk.
All right.
You know that's going to happen sometime. Someone's going to get...
I think they're probably already making porno about that.
No, someone's going to get...
Haven't you seen the mother-daughter porno?
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
But also, I have other cheap gifts here. Is you can buy a spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick one of those up at the junkyard.
Yeah.
And you can always...
Just go to the mall parking lot with a pile of trunk keys.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing about it, with a tire, you can get in it, you can roll down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a whole bunch of them, you can build a fort.
Yeah, I wouldn't... I would go for the full-size spares, though.
Yeah. But then, too, you can use it as heat, because if you light one of those, that'll burn for a couple months. But remember, if you do that in your house, for God's sakes, open up the windows.
Yeah. You should definitely crack a window. In fact... Just break the window out completely.
Yes. And if you have kids that are health conscious, you can buy them a pack of cigarettes for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking bacon strips.
Yeah.
I mean, kids can't tell it's not real bacon.
I know.
See you next time on The Sectional.